I would like to especially thank Wayne Erbson for the use of his shirt and pants and his fiddle and his guitar player tonight. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne,
it's hard to keep all track of all your possessions at Augusta.
I want your social security number and your checkbook before you leave. Okay, we're going to try to do a little melody. Melody, yes, that's right.
Yeah. It's a melody, too.
Sure. Right. Medley tunes, and we're if you've been through this. The class that I helped John McCutcheon teach at this time. Recognize a few of these tunes, maybe. And turn in the quiz papers after the concert.
We'd like to dedicate this to a former Zoid in the second row, Paul Yaden. And, yes. He gets more applause when he sits in the audience than when he's on stage, doesn't he? Stuart's been taking announcing lessons from me lately. I want you to notice that. He's been teaching the music class, and I've been teaching the announcing class.
Almost fair trade. Wouldn't be trapezoid if we didn't play a dulcimer quartet. That's presented a little bit of a problem because in the past trapezoid has been made up entirely of instrument makers. Now that's no longer true. So we're down to three instruments, and that presented three dulcimers, that is, and that presented a real problem. So we solved it by. Oh, that's all right. That's okay. I don't mind standing in front of Paul's dulcimer. That's fine. So we solved the problem by getting Tina to rub shoulders with me, and we're going to try to play two parts on the one dulcimer. This is a sacred harp tune. It was a song, but now it's just a tune for us.
Sacred harp.
Called Northfield and then the Rights of Man.
Thank you.
Well, we'd like to kill two birds with one stone, as it were. We're going to call the Green Grass Cloggers back for another dance, and or three of them, right? A few of them. Some interesting number of them to dance to another old-time tune, and we'll take care of a request tune at the very same time. This is Flying Clouds Cotillion.
That's Ralph Gordon over there on the bass. Looks like, sounds like everybody's been here for all of Augusta then, and they just know everybody. Doubt about it.
I'm just breathing hard, yeah. Hard, and I didn't even hardly see most of it. Felt the floor shaking, though.
You might wonder what we're about to do. You see Stuart sitting there behind that pedal steel. It looks like a dulcimer with a bunch of pedals on it and about 40 strings.
Well, and I have to play electric guitar.
This might shock some of the purists out there in the audience. But yes. Trapezoid has become a country western band.
All of the folklore students can turn off their tape recorders now.
Yeah. And we're going to tell you the story about how this song came into being. This is a true story that we're going to have to change a few of the facts to protect the innocent. Because the innocent is our man at the hammer dulcimer there, Sam Rosetta, who wrote this here song. Sam wrote this late one New Year's Eve when he hadn't been invited out. It was real late, and he was sitting in there working in his shop, designing some fiendishly clever thing on his hammer dulcimer, as he's always prone to do, as everyone knows by now. And he just kept hearing one country western tune after another. And when you're lonely, all these songs about your heart's falling out and stuff, well, that's pretty hard to hack. And Sam listened and listened and listened. Finally, he just got fed up. He took his bet. Well, I should digress a little bit and tell you that instrument makers, when something annoys them a lot, they string expletives together a lot. Like if you drop the dulcimer you were working on and you put a big ding in it, you know, you say something, which I won't repeat. And if you chip off the corner of your piece of wood, you say something else. We have certain things to say for each one. But Sam took his best number 9 carbon gouge there with the big sweep in it, threw it across the room at this radio. He missed the radio and he bounced off the wall. Chisel fell down on the floor, dented up the end of the chisel. And what Sam yelled at that point is the title of this next song. This is called Mother Trucker.
Hi, Mom. Yep. Yeah, I'm always ready.
Thank you. to do now. I'll turn the amp off.
Well, it's a good thing you played a good break on it. Oh, I love to hear that.
Just leave it.